we have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. A Christmas market named the best by a top travel magazine is set to return to the city. An historic city gem with decades-old secrets hidden inside opens its doors, and Jarrell's unveils new Christmas lights and announces a giveaway.
A Christmas market boasting festive goodies from across the globe is returning next month. The Global Village Christmas Market is set to descend on the Forum in Norwich from December the 4th to December the 6th. Local traders, illustrators and makers will be selling fairly traded and eco-conscious products at an indoor market throughout the three-day event, which is free to enter. On December the 6th, there will also be an outdoor market, complete with Vietnamese banh mi, macaroni cheese, waffles, and a hog roast, and plenty of mulled wine. Christmas music will be played to get shoppers into the festive spirit, with City of Norwich Brass Band, One Voice Glee Club, and tunes played on the Caribbean steel drums. Last year, Condé Nast Traveller named the market as one of the best in the country.
A car firm in Norwich has taken home a gong at a national awards ceremony. Auto Refresh won the National Small Service Business of the Year. The business was founded in 2020 during the coronavirus pandemic by David Sheldon Smiley of Sprouston. Co-owner Matt Singleton of Posick joined in 2023, and the pair now lead a team of four full-time detailers. The company does both mobile detailings as well as a service from its own premises and offers everything from polishing and ceramic coatings to valeting and deep clean services.
A city gem that has closely kept its secrets hidden for decades has reopened its doors, but you will need to be quick if you want to discover them. Carrow House, the former home of Norfolk's famous Coleman family, is being opened again for a limited time only. The Shoebox Experience, a tour company based in Castle Meadow in the city, is hosting the new tour Carrow House and the Forgotten Vaults. The event will see participants exploring the Grade 2 listed mansion and its underground vaults and historic gardens. Visitors will be shown details, including the Coleman family's old filing system, which remains labelled, and 11 safes that belong to the wealthy family. Carrow House is a combination of a Grade 2 listed former home of the Coleman family, including an ornate Victorian conservatory, and a post-Second World War office building known as New Carrow House. The house was extended in 1895, a conservatory added, and a trapezoidal garden made in 1908. It forms part of the former Coleman's mustard factory site, Carrow Works. J&J Coleman Limited operated from the Carrow Works site for 160 years until 2020. In 2021, Carrow House was purchased by Norwich City Council for £2.25 million after being put on the market in 2020, when the last remaining employees left the site. It previously housed the Norfolk Museum's Costumes and Textiles Collection and Norfolk Coroner's Court.
Representatives from faith communities across Norfolk have been formally thanked by King Charles III for their contributions to society. The message of gratitude was delivered on the King's behalf by HM Lord Lieutenant of Norfolk, the Lady Dunnett, MBE, during a gathering at County Hall, Norwich, on Monday. Lady Dunnett praised the group's efforts, describing their work as the golden thread that binds communities. She said, "Faith communities are anchors of identity, sources of hope, and pillars of social cohesion. In times of uncertainty, they remind us who we are and what we share. They offer sanctuary, solidarity, and a sense of belonging that no policy or program alone can provide. We must stand firm against those who would turn diversity into division. The evening event, led by the Dean of Norwich Cathedral, Dr. Andrew Braddock, brought together 60 representatives from Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, Baha'i, and other faith traditions. Attendees shared stories of faith in action and explored how existing community work might be built upon and more widely recognised.
A city department store has unveiled a new Christmas lighting installation for 2025 and announced a huge giveaway for more than 200 customers. As Norwich switched on its festive lights, Gerald's joined the celebration with its own Christmas illuminations. A large neon hand has appeared on the front of the London Street Shop, which links back to the theme of this year's festive windows displays, Gerald's, the home of hand-picked Christmas gifting. The unveiling comes just after Gerald's was announced the winner of the UK's Best Independent Department Store for the second year running at the 2025 Drapers Awards. This year marks Gerald's 255th year in business. And to celebrate this anniversary and the recent award win, Gerald's will be giving away 255 £55 gift cards throughout December. Shoppers in store in December who scan their Gerald's loyalty card at the till will automatically be entered into the free prize draw. Extra special Christmas events and experiences continue at Gerald's throughout December too, including the Store Folk Festival, pop-up markets, stalls featuring independent handcrafted local goods.
We have come to the end of this part of Chatterbox and will now hand over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker. So from me, Bridget Cook, goodbye.
And from me, James McGarry, goodbye.